Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Thursday. It's 7-11-24. It's Cruise Day.
7-11.
Cruise Day. Oh. Cruise Day. I was going to say, it's finally Cruise Day, but I don't feel like that's right. I don't feel like that's the right sentiment. I'm like, it's already Cruise Day might be the more correct sentiment, at least in my life
right
now.
It felt like it snuck up on you, right?
The mindset.
We talked about it. Yes. We warned you.
But we did. We warned everybody. It's going to get here fast, and bam.
Are there still a few tickets left?
There could be. Yeah, there could be a few.
When I walked by our businessman yesterday.
Yes, the man of business.
Knows the ticket count.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, got pretty good cruise, a pretty good number of tickets sold for that cruise. We're very close to a sellout. You know, technically, I don't know if I'd want to sell too many more.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's, I'm like, well,
business voice.
If we have this number and we're short of that number,
we should,
why wouldn't we want to sell them?
I know.
Well, I just think that it's pretty, you know, it'll be pretty crowded already with the number you guys have, so.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are you in charge of business?
If there's tickets to sell, you sell them. That's how that works. Yeah.
I mean, that's I appreciate him being, you know, thoughtful of the people on the cruise.
Concerned.
Or whatever. But,
yeah.
You know, with it being a lot of people or crowded. But I also think that's sort of the fun of the cruise.
It is. And you can always go into the lower section
you
of the,
if
of
you
the
need
boat.
To.
Yeah.
That's right, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
No, I don't know. I just kind of laughed. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I wish I could. Am I allowed to say this? No, I don't know.
Well, if you have to ask,
well,
probably not.
I don't. I feel like I could say it.
Here, I'll put the show on hold. Steve, say something
funny. But there
funny.
Was someone he wanted. He said, you know who you guys should get to go on that cruise?
Stand by.
Oh, wait. Oh, you want me to say something funny? Oh, now he's taking off the headphones. Leaving me out to dry here. Oh, boy. I'm just going to go with what's brown and sticky. It is a stick.
No, you cannot say that.
I mean, I can.
Can you tell me?
That's why he doesn't have a show, Kevin.
Can you tell me?
No.
I mean, that's not the only reason.
I mean it's a it's a very hot topic.
Yeah, it's just he's just.
coming from him, it made it instantly seem horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. No. 100%.
Oh man, secrets are no fun. I know. Secrets tell everyone.
Whoa, I'd have never heard that little rhyme.
You know what I'll just say?
I think I've said it before. Maybe. I don't
think so. Not to me.
Oh, I'll say a real name.
Okay.
How about that? He wanted Haley Welch to go on the cruise.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if she bought tickets. I can check the list. I have the list of the people who bought tickets. I could do that. I'll see if she's on there. If she's not, then she can probably still. There are a few things left. I think.
Yeah, just a few
still,
tickets left. Yeah. Today's the day. Grab them.
Yeah, grab them. Get there to the boat. Might be the perfect day. A little breeze this morning to roll in, which I didn't mind at all. I'm not going to lie.
I went for a cruise this morning. I was just out and about, and I was like, it feels so good. I didn't want to waste it. I'm like, this might be the most beautiful part of the day.
Now, I do
think tonight at 9 o'clock, it's going to be beautiful.
On Coeur d'Alene? Are you kidding me right
before
now?
That, it will be just fine.
I wonder, I could put Coeur d'Alene into my weather app, right?
Oh, you bet
it
you
can.
It
has a separate.
Yeah, it does.
Let me look
for it. It's usually 2 degrees cooler.
Yeah. Mm. There it is, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. 65 right now.
Oh.
You said 9 p.m., Kevin?
Yeah, what are we looking at?
Oh, my. 77 degrees.
Holy cow, that's actually beautiful. What are we at?
At launch, we're only at 87.
87?
With a cool lake breeze?
It's not bad at all.
I'll tell my wife right now,
but
I'm not lying.
Wear
bring a jacket.
8 o'clock, what are we? We must be at 80?
82. Kevin, this is like the perfect, I'm not going to lie. Really, I know people are, somebody said to me yesterday, they go, well, it might be just too hot. And I said, I don't think I've ever had it that way. We've had it be 100 before, and at the beginning you're like, man, I'm sweating. And then the boat starts moving.
Literally, and then probably you go, the grumpiest I'll ever be from setup when it's that hot. But you know what? I have people now. And I make my people do the things.
Yeah, and when you're waiting for the boat to move, that moment is warm. That's for sure. Once the boat gets going, first of all, the captain finds shade on the lake, which is, thank you.
Is that real?
I mean, he finds shade by going over to the one side where it tends to be shadier first.
I did not know this.
And then, so it's like, okay, you're in the shade quicker, and it's sunset, and everyone does the same thing, right? When the sun just hits the horizon, they all get their cameras out because they're like, Lake Coeur d'Alene at sunset on a summer day?
Body.
When it's like 82 degrees, are you kidding me right now?
So good.
Yeah.
It really is.
And then when the boat lands, it'll be 74. I mean, this is like we designed it.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
That is a perfect day.
Yeah. So anyway, looking forward to that. Might be a few tickets left. You could text Cruise to 509-441-0999 and find out.
Hopefully he didn't take them.
I mean, if he did, you'll know right away. I mean.
The tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he didn't say, you know what? Yeah, I think I'm going to just say are sold out.
Well, or they could be. Kev, there could have been some.
It could have been, yes.
I noticed some people got some. Close. Some people got some last night, I see, on the text line. So.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, anyway, if not, it's very, very close.
Oh, by the way, if they want to go, can they still text Cruise?
They can, yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So, text the word Cruise right now to 509-441-0999.
Look at that guy.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't remember this. Dumping it in Seattle sewers.
Oh, my.
People were just
probably cleaned it out.
Kevin James.
Yeah, it's true. You dump Coke in a sewer. At least the old Coke. I don't know about new Coke.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Coming up, my son had a playlist that we were listening to yesterday afternoon just in the backyard. And this song came on. And I was like, I haven't heard that song in a minute. I really liked the song. It reminded me of not only summer, but the cruise. I don't know if you'll play it on the cruise.
He
might not. It's a little bit older. But
I'm older.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
We'll see, Jay.
Hopefully it gives me a good vibe.
Okay, I think it gave me one, so hopefully it will.
If nothing else, I can promise you that I'll play it when everybody, when they board.
Yeah, something like that.
Stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like early on, I can sneak anything.
Kevin, it feels like a really good summer song is why.
Then that's perfect because it's summer.
I'll play it coming up.
I've been meaning to ask you, fella.
Me?
Yeah, that's my new segment. I've been meaning to ask you, fella.
I didn't know if you said ya, fella, like as in me, or a fella, like in anybody.
I've been meaning to ask you, fella.
Uh-huh.
Why are you driving your son's car?
That's not my son's car.
Well, it always was.
No, that was my daughter's car.
But then one of your sons was using
it. Well, he got it for a month, and then he got another piece of junk. Yeah, he got a piece of junk. My daughter got a piece of junk, then the son got it for just while he was getting his piece of junk, and then now I drive the piece of junk, because why not?
Wait, so that car, for a long time, has been yours?
Yeah, for a very long time now. I mean, it's like the spare car. You can't get anything for it. You know, it's not worth very much.
Yeah, you can't get anything for it.
I mean, there's, the paint's all torn up, and it's just a, what does Monty call his? Seems dumb, beater with a heater at this point. But beater with an air conditioner.
I mean, if you were to try to sell it right now, you would just say, air blows cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. The air conditioner works great in that thing.
Does it really?
It really does, yeah.
Well, I mean, so is that, I was just like, why would you pick when it's 106 degrees?
Uh-huh.
To drive the car that is, I was like, maybe not very good at staying cold.
Oh, no, it's really cold. It's like, it blows so cold.
Well, it's so small.
Yeah, and the cab of it technically is tiny,
Drop an ice cube in there and it probably cools it.
That's the best part. Yeah, it stays nice and cool. I don't know, just not putting miles on the truck if I don't need them.
Okay.
I mean, the car is really cheap to operate.
I understand.
So am I.
That was your way of saying that the gas, gas.
Yeah, it's super cheap to operate, and so am I. I think that covers it. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that. I thought the boys still drove that car.
Uh-uh. No, they both have their own cars now. Also, it's funny, Kevin, because people here don't know that I'm here when that's there.
Yes,
like that's true. Came over yesterday. Somebody came over yesterday and said, oh, I thought you were gone. And I thought, why would you think that?
Oh, maybe that's why, Kevin.
No, the other day he was gone. There was no car there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, the other day we were walking out and he goes.
I said, what? Jay left? And Steve's like, well, yeah, you know, remember he said, hey, guys, I'm going to make this phone call and then I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I said,
yep.
Yeah, but I didn't think he really meant it.
That's true. That's fair. I've done that many times. Yeah, and then 2 hours later, you're like,
nah.
That
phone call was going to be long or something. Yeah. But yeah, you were gone.
Yeah, and got I
was
on like, out. Oh,
good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday, though, somebody came over. I thought you were gone. Why'd you say that? I don't know. I didn't see your truck. And then I went, aha, gotcha.
Yeah, you trick him.
Yeah, you did think I was here.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Cruise day.
Welcome to Cruise Day. Yeah, Cruise let's day. Go. He said he was very excited, Kevin. He wanted
he
to know
seems
what people.
Very excited.
What do people wear?
And I mean, whatever you want, summer attire.
That's what I said. I go, well, what you have on is fine.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there'll be people who, I already asked John from Thompson Falls what he was going to wear.
Yeah, what did he say?
And he said, I'm thinking about wearing my Washington Huskies polo shirt.
Okay, oh. All right.
And I thought, okay. He goes, yeah, I haven't worn that one for a while. And I was like, yeah, all right. Hey, Sean, whatever feels good.
Yeah.
So Sean likes to dress it up a little bit.
He does, yep, a little more golfish looking.
We'll have other
looking.
Guys like our buddy Reggie, who I think Reggie might be going on the cruise.
Oh, wow.
His wonderful wife asked me about it.
Okay.
And so I think they might have tickets. I need to text them.
Okay,
today.
Yep.
Reggie will wear
more of a tank top
muscle
guy.
Shirt. Mm-hmm. He'll wear a shirt that's like, you know, sleeves all cut off.
Yes.
Let the guns out.
Same.
And then when you've met Reggie, but he was wearing a suit, right, Steve?
Oh, but he looked muscular.
You could tell, right?
And yeah.
He makes it known that his muscles are just for show.
Yeah, just for show, no for go.
What does that mean?
And he doesn't do any lifting, I mean, like hard work with them.
Right.
He doesn't want to fight anybody.
No.
The muscles are simply for show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, I think you should just wear a Coyote Country shirt.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
The one you got on is fine.
All right.
Yeah, it looked
that's
great.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
All right. I was planning on changing, but never mind.
I mean,
that.
Again, you can change if you want to, but, you know.
You can change if you want to.
It's a good song.
I don't know what I'm going to wear. I might wear this t-shirt. I don't know. We'll see how I feel.
You just wait till the mood hits you. You stand in front of the closet, and when something speaks to you, then you wear it.
Yep.
And is it usually just screaming, I'm the only clean one?
Yeah, I normally have an idea of what I'm wearing on the cruise.
Yeah.
Today, I don't have a clue.
Uh-oh.
Jay, that's
the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Now, my mother made homemade food, Kevin,
well,
and
I
that
know
is
that,
it.
But
she
I
didn't
mean,
do
you
frozen
had,
food.
Kevin James.
Were you a single man working in a radio station, making no money? You never ate a hot pot.
Never had one.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can take the app with you. In fact, while you're waiting to get on the boat tonight, well, although you could listen to the radio station on the app for free, or Kevin will probably be playing music at some point while you're waiting to get on. So either way, you can listen to some tunes.
I just got a text from our friend Roberta who said,
"Yes,
she's catching up." I don't understand how she's doing this.
What's that mean?
I think she's listening to today's show. But then maybe when we play a song and go to commercials, she's catching up on yesterday's show.
Oh, wow.
That she did not hear all of on the podcast.
Oh, I like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's extra effort. That's double dipping.
Yeah.
Way to go.
And probably very confusing.
It could be, yeah. Let's see. The audio ball brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls is on the phone. Hey, man.
Hey, boy.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Are you excited for the cruise?
Yes,
sir.
I'm excited to see you. You get to meet producer Steve for the first time. That's exciting. Yes. We ask you to be gentle with him.
No problem.
What does that mean?
Well, he is, Sean is a big hugger.
Yes, yeah.
And I mean, he's big and he's a hugger.
Yeah.
So Sean has a tendency to take someone small like you, wrap you in his arms, pick you up, and spin you around.
That's nothing I can't handle.
Okay, Sean.
Challenge accepted, I believe.
Free reign to give him the biggest hug you want.
Not a problem.
That's awesome. You got your fit picked out, your outfits all ready to go, or have you decided yet? Ready? You're ready. Okay. And are you guys driving in from Thompson Falls today, or you're already here?
My mom and I are meeting my dad at Babin's, and then I'm staying with my dad tonight and tomorrow.
Nice. Very good.
Oh, perfect. So your dad will be bringing you on the cruise again.
Yes, sir.
Do you think your dad has his outfit picked out?
Yeah.
He's double checking in his brain. He's thinking,
I shouldn't make fun of dad's outfit. He's taking me to the cruise. Sean, how do you feel about every year... What is your record for the number of girls that you've danced with on the cruise?
Oh, my.
On one night.
That was the third cruise in 2014, and that was seven.
Seven.
Okay.
Seven nice. Ladies in one night. What do you think your grand total is over the years?
Seven at once.
Oh, seven at once. Oh, my gosh.
And then like 17 total or something?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Kevin, come on, keep up, man.
See, now, producer Steve, I've been warning him that this would be a good chance for him to meet some ladies, but he does have competition with you.
Yep.
What do you say about that competition?
May the best man win.
You're in trouble, Steve.
I certainly am.
Good luck to you, my friend.
I mean,
Kevin, seven on one cruise. No, seven at once. What are you even thinking?
That's what his record. Well, yeah, that's what I thought. I was that seems like a low number.
Right, right. Any idea on the total number of all cruises combined? I mean, that's got to be a pretty high number at this point.
435.
Oh,
wow. 435.
Yeah. Wait, so do you have more wins against Kevin and Name That Tune, or more lovely ladies danced with on a Coyote Country cruise, which is higher?
Wins against Kevin and Name That Tune.
And how many?
538.
538. Okay.
Sean.
It's close.
Yeah, that's right. Well, goals, man.
I know you have like three different songs that you wanted me to play on the cruise tonight. If you had to pick the one that you want the most.
This is a great question.
Which one is it?
It's a great question, Kevin.
Well, let's see. I would go with Old Town's All or Nothing, but I'm really thinking John Michael Montgomery. And
I could love you like that.
Like that.
That's the one you want, really? Right? Okay.
All right.
John Michael Montgomery, I Could Love You Like That.
Well, that's made for a slow
dance.
Maybe
we'll see if you can break the record.
Yeah, that's a good point.
17.
Yeah.
18.
All right, well... anything else you need to know for tonight? Otherwise, we'll just see you on the boat, right?
Nothing new, but NASCAR.
Okay, well, give me a quick what happened.
Alex Bowman broke his 80-race winless streak.
Oh, boy. I bet he appreciates people counting that.
Well, it's kind of hard not to when it was Kansas 2.5 years ago when he had his last win.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
hey, some guys never win, so.
That's a good point, Kevin. Thank you. Good positive spin there, Kev.
And, Sean, did the Mariners win or lose last night? I lost track of it.
They swept.
Oh, so they won.
San Diego.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Very good.
Also, I mean.
8-3 and 2-0.
I know you have. How many medals do you have from the Special Olympics? I apologize for not knowing that number.
Plus the two I got from the National Games in 2022.
Right.
It's up to 51.
51 Olympic, Special Olympic medals, 51. So my question is, the other Olympics is starting here in about, 2 weeks, I guess, from this weekend.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Will you watch those?
I will watch the track. I'm not going to watch the basketball.
Okay.
Even though Mark Few is coaching?
I would watch it if he was the head coach.
Okay.
Hey, fair enough. Yeah, I'm down with that.
Okay. Yeah.
Team Sean, I'm not watching either.
The problem is LeBron James is on the team again, and he said Coach K said back in 2016 that he thought LeBron should step aside and let somebody else have a chance.
And because he's still playing, you're not a fan then. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Okay, good deal. I was just curious. All right, buddy. Well, we're ready to go. We'll see you tonight on the cruise, okay?
Okay.
You're the best. See you, bud.
You know what I'm going to do?
What, Kevin?
I'm going to text old Mark Few.
Yeah?
And I'm going to tell him our buddy Sean from Thompson Falls, who I'm sure Coach has heard.
Of course.
Coach listens to the show quite a bit.
Absolutely.
And just say, hey, Sean from Thompson Falls doesn't want to watch because he doesn't think LeBron should be playing very much or at all. So could you please bench him?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Jetson! Mr. Spacely! Ah!
That's it. That's all I got. That's my impression.
Kevin James.
I mean, it's probably the best work you've done.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, I don't know about that, Kev. Cinda, congratulations. You're going to get your song played momentarily. Came up with a great summertime song. So
I can't wait to hear
thank
it.
Thank you for texting that in, Cinda.
Nice.
We're going to play a little game here. Do we need a contestant? We need a caller?
We do, yeah. You can't play a game without a contestant when we're looking for Do You Believe in Steve?
You want me to grab that, Jay?
I don't know if he'll win or not. We'll find out.
The good news is Steve doesn't really have to win. He just has to answer the questions.
Right.
And then depending on how the listener does, the listener just has to say, yeah, I believe Steve is right, or no, I do not believe in Steve.
Okay. 509-441-0999. You know what I think we should do? Kevin, you let me know if you think this is a good idea or bad idea. I think we should maybe qualify whoever plays for the $5,000 to Cabela's.
Duh.
He's like, that's a pretty good prize last I checked. Carson, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How about you guys?
Great. Thank you so much for asking. Carson, are you enjoying the hot weather?
No, not at all.
You work outside in it or?
A little bit, but not too much.
Yeah. Just enough to make it where you don't want to be out in it anymore after that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Well, let's see if we can get you qualified for a $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. It's a pretty big prize, so we'll throw your name in the drawing if you believe in Steve and you end up being right. Kevin.
Okay, so it's very simple. All you're going to have to do, Steve will answer the question, and you simply have to say whether you believe in him or you do not believe in him, if he's right or wrong, okay? So here we go.
All right.
Steve, what TV classic sitcom featured Ted Danson and Woody Harrelson?
Cheers.
Do you believe
in
Steve?
Yes, boy, okay. Carson.
We got one. We have 7 questions. You got to get at least 4 right to win.
All right.
Oh, I like the sound of that bell.
As of July 1st, 2024, Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
I believe in him. I don't believe he is.
That is correct. Elon Musk is the richest with like $224
billion. You two guys are on a roll. Here comes question number 3.
I'm feeling real good right now. Can we stop the game? Can we end it right now?
I'm confident you're going to go undefeated, Steve.
Okay.
Within 2, Bachelor in Paradise was just renewed for what season of the show?
Ooh, that is a good question. I'll say within 2. I will say 10.
What do you think? Do you believe in Steve or not?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've tried again, Carson. Do you believe in him?
I do not.
He does not believe Steve is right.
Well, that's kind
of
rude.
Answer of 10.
You know what, Steve? You got it right on the nose.
Oh!
Season 10 is, exactly right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
No worries, Carson. You still...
I'm sorry, Carson.
You've still got plenty left to make it work here.
It's all good.
We go to spelling. I know it's Steve's favorite.
Oh, gosh.
How many G's does Matthew McConaughey have in his last name?
All right, well, there's at least one. Do I get a within two for this?
No. Sorry, you do not, Steve.
In his last name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's none in Matthew, just to help you out. Yeah.
Zero in Matthew.
I just want to... You know,
there's not a silent G. Yeah. None of that.
Remember that silent G in Matthew, Kevin? That was so weird. It was like G M A T T H E W.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right.
How many G's in McConaughey?
I will say 3.
Do you believe in Steve Carson?
That's got to be
no.
No. Nor should you. How many do you think it is, Carson?
I think there's one or two.
Yeah, one is the correct
I was going to say, I think it's only one. It's way at the end one. Somewhere, yeah.
I thought there was one, and I thought you were trying to trick me. And I was like, well, maybe, okay.
Well, he did, apparently.
It didn't take much.
You only got to get one more right,
well
Carson.
Done, Carson.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime Day starts next week. Mm, how many hours do the deals last on Amazon Prime Day?
Oh, that's a great question.
How many hours?
Yeah.
It's got to be 24.
It's called Amazon Prime Day.
Oh.
Carson, what do you say?
You believe in him?
I'll believe Steve on this one.
Nah, it's
I
not
think
enough.
It's double.
It's 48 hours.
I think it's 2 days. Dang it.
Man.
All right.
My bad.
We're
sorry, Carson.
Okay. We're still okay.
That's all good. I don't really use Amazon, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, if you did, you would know only because every time you open the app, it's all
it's
over
everywhere.
It.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I hope that Steve will win. All right, here we go.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Kevin.
What was Fonzie's full name on the show Happy Days?
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Do you believe in him, Carson?
I do.
For the win.
That's Carson. How you do it.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve, really good job.
I mean,
job.
Other than the 3 G's in McConaughey.
let's not focus on that part.
It's just like his phone. It's 3G. All right, Carson. Congratulations. We're going to qualify you for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's, okay?
You're right on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.